Yeah, and what do you call the operation?
Well, we call it cutting a hole.
Okay. And would you use the same word to refer to a cat?
Cut his testicles out.
Okay. What sound does a calf make when it's being weaned?
What sound?
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess if it was hungry and wanted to, suck its mother and just blate a lot.
Okay. What sound does a cow make at feeding time?
Well, they usually low, holler.
Okay. You see, I'm going to move my chair. I like to sit where I can look at you. It's funny to talk to somebody and be looking into a book.
You just fix yourself where you most comfortable.
Okay.
I'm all right.
What sound does a horse make at feeding time? What do you call that?
Well, they bellow and holler. I've been plying a mule. Just before dinner time, they go to bellowing and a holler.
Well, now, what about a gentle sound?
Well, I guess you're talking about a whinny.
Okay.
But they don't usually do that.
They don't do that at feeding time?
Not at feeding time too much.
When would they do that? Or would they?
Well, they don't do too much of it, I don't think. Not unless they're around one another, maybe when two are together. Two mules or two horses are together, and they're playing. One of them maybe will bite at the other one, and then they'll whinny.
Okay, that's good. I'm going to change
that
question.
Sound.
Let's see, if you're going out to feed the cows and the horses and maybe the hogs, you'd say, I'm going out to feed all the...
Going out to feed the stock.
Okay. And if you're going to feed the ducks and the chickens and the geese, you'd say, I'm going to feed the...
Well, I just say, I'm going to feed the ducks and the chickens and the geese. Now, some people might say, I'm going out to feed the poultry, but I...
You wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't say that. I'd be specific about it.
Okay. A chicken on an egg is called what?
That's a setting hen.
And what do you call a building that chickens live in?
A chicken house.
Okay, and will you describe a chicken house?
Well, chicken house is just a place where chickens stay at night mostly. When we were living in the country back when I was raised up, chickens run loose out in the yard and all around the edge of the field during daytime, feeding.
Uh-huh.
And at night, they just went in this chicken house, just a small building, I'd say about 8 by 10 feet, and it had a door large enough for a person to get in and out of handily. And had a little hole on one side, maybe, but a little larger than the chickens, where they could go in and out of it all right. And we had a little chicken pole that went up to this hole, and it had little cross pieces on it.
So they could walk on it.
Where they could walk on it. They'd go in and out of this hole on this little stick. Pole with these cross pieces on it, and when you get inside, we had poles in there for them to roost on.
Did you have any boxes for them to nest in?
Oh, yeah, we had boxes for them to lay in.
Uh-huh.
What's called a hen nest.
Uh-huh.
Just you'd have an old nail keg, or maybe you'd take some plank and just make a some nest out of them. Just make the nest big enough, make for the chickens to get in. Now, this is what I'm talking about, studying the stamina over.
Yeah, but this is interesting.
And then when you make a place big enough, just an individual nest, you put some straw or something in there, and the hen will get in there, and she'll make it out and round it out and make the nest where it's comfortable, and then she lays in that nest that you fix for.
Uh-huh.
A box, wooden box, nail keg.
So they'll nest in just about anything.
That's right. They'll nest in anything most.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they'll go out and steal a nest, we call it.
Really?
Make a nest out on the ground, around the edge of the yard, or somewhere in the woods. They'll do that.
You mean just somewhere where there's some hay or some pasture?
Or anything. Uh-huh. Any weeds or grass, anything they get.
Well, I guess that makes it hard to find the eggs.
Oh, yeah, you just have to hunt for them. Uh-huh. Usually,
like having an Easter egg.
A hen or cackle when she comes off of a nest, usually, most of the time they will, and you just listen for them to cackle and go out and look around in the area where the hen's cackling at.
Uh-huh.
And then you find a nest.
Uh-huh.
I've known them steal a nest and lay enough eggs, maybe 12, 15 eggs, and they'd go to setting, and they'd be on the nest setting before you'd find her.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just leave her alone, she'll finally hatch out the little bitties. And then she, she got young chickens in,
uh-huh.
and raise them on
uh-huh.
up.
Let's see, what's